and then one went to West Georgia, and one married early and didn't go to college, but she was academically. You know, I'm not comparing the grades, but she did as well, if not better, than the others that did. But they all here, and we have 7 grandchildren, 5 grandsons. I mean, 5 grandsons and 2 granddaughters, and all of them live right here in the area. Alpharell and Roswell have grown together, so we don't even separate that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sideline, our police, that they do these fringe areas where the cities, from you in one minute and the other one another,
mm-hmm.
they can write tickets in either city. So you might get a ticket by a Roswell police car in Alpharetta, you might get one from Alpharetta in Roswell.
So the people that think, oh, they can't give me a ticket because they're not from this city,
yeah,
you're not right.
Don't pull that off in Roswell. But now one thing you need to know about Roswell, Alpharetta, as I say, it's grown together. And when I went to Tech is when I learned about the varsity. Now, they've had one in Athens as long as I can remember, but the one in Atlanta on Spring Street and North Avenue is the original. Of course, the freeway took away a lot of its property, but got the varsity there. And now we have a varsity there. It's in Alpharetta, but it's just, oh, we'd be there in 10 minutes or less. I'm not doing rush hour, you can't. But it is so. So we've got city-fied too now.
Wow, I didn't realize there was a varsity around here, like
yeah.
In this area.
Yeah, and I can't tell any difference in the food either. I don't go to the varsity every day, but
right.
Every now and then.
It's good to have every once in a while.
That's right. That's right. And I learned about the varsity there in Atlanta. And I learned, too, that if you have a business, you've got to look after it. And that was true with all my work years. Mr. who started the varsity, he was in there most every time, day or night, that I went in that varsity when I was in college. And I was there from September of 40 to February of 45. And of course, I lost some time out when I had rheumatic fever. And it was in World War II, and everything got turned over. And by the way, Tech in those days was all male.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. It was just mm-hmm. an all male institution. And
was Georgia all women, or was Georgia mixed at that point?
Georgia was mixed. My mother took courses in Georgia when she was getting ready to get a teaching certificate. She grew up at Forsyth, but she graduated from Tift College, which is out of business. But Georgia has been that way. And I would, and speaking of growing up in the country, you learn to drive an automobile quick because there were no one else. The mail was delivered by a mail carrier, and that went by once a day. And between where we lived and Madison, there was only one other car. And then my mother had one, but in the north of us was Mr. who had one, but there was no traffic, so you learned to drive a car real quick. They let me, when they cut the alfalfa that we had on each side of the house out in the country, I could, 1928 Buick, now you'll have to get, this was a hard